Besides this inferior nature, O mighty-armed Arjuna, there is a superior energy of mind, which are all living entities who are struggling with material nature and are sustaining the universe.
Pariyam itastu anyang prakitiṃ vidhi me para jīva-bhūtāṃ mahābāho jaya idam dhājati jagat. So, Krishna has explained this material world, bhumi rāpana lobhāyo. Now, this is also nature, prakriti. There is another nature, prakriti. Prakriti means strilinga, woman. Jiva Bhuta, the living entities, are not mentioned in this connection as Purusha, not Purusha. The Mayavadi philosophers, they think themselves as Purusha. The Kurmis also, they think they are Purusha. Purusha means enjoyer, and Prakriti means enjoyer. But Krishna does not say that the living entity is Purusha. He says Prakriti. Prakriti is always subordinate to the Purusha. That is the natural way. In the Manusamhita, it is said that Prakriti or Stri never deserve to be independent. Satantatam arhati. So as soon as the living entity is accepted as Prakriti, then it is to be understood that she is under the control of the Supreme Purusha, Purushottam. Krishna is Purushottam. And Krishna has been accepted as the Purusha by Arjuna. Parabrahma param dhāma pavitram paramam bhavān purusham sāsato. It is not that Krishna has become Purusha now, and before that he was impersonal. No, Krishna is Purusha sāsato. Eternally he is Purusha. Eternally he is enjoyer. He is never enjoyed. You cannot enjoy Krishna or God for your sense gratification. That is not possible. He can use you for his sense gratification. That is bhakti mark. The bhaktas, they never claim to be Purusha. They are always subordinate. Mama janmani janmani ishare bhavatad bhakti rahitu kitai. This is bhakti yoga. So this material energy is inferior, and the spiritual energy, although Prakriti, still it is superior. That is explained. Why superior? Because the spiritual energy, Prakriti, can control over the material energy. There is some tint of Purusha activities, but actually living entity is not Purusha, it's Prakriti. As the material energy, bhumira apanaro vayu, is controlled by the Supreme, controlled by Krishna. Similarly, we are also controlled by the Supreme Controller, Krishna. And because Krishna is controller both of the material energy and the spiritual energy, he is called the Supreme Controller. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. In another place, Krishna said, so far the material energy is concerned, he says, maya dhakshena prakriti shivate sa characharam. Maya dhakshena, under my superintendence, this material energy is working. In another place, in the Brahma Sanghita, it is said, srishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti rika chayi vajasya bhuvanani vibhati durga. Durga Shakti, or external energy, Durga. Durga means the superintendent of the fort. Durga. Durga means fort, where you cannot get out or cannot enter very easily. That is called Durga. Durga Mata. So, Durga means the superintendent deity of this material world. So she is very powerful, Durga. How much powerful? Srishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti. She can create, she can maintain, and she can destroy the whole material energy, whole material cosmic manifestation. She is so powerful. Srishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti rika chayiva. Still she is working, not independently, chayiva, just like chaya or reflection or shadow, not independently. The material scientist who think that the material energy is working independently, they are mistaken. Material energy cannot work independently. We have got experience. However, God just a machine, maybe, unless there is touch of the spirit soul, the machine cannot work. Similarly, the big machine, cosmic manifestation, everything is going on very nicely, but it is being worked out by the plan of Krishna. That is stated by Krishna himself, maya dhakshena prakriti shivate sa characharam, and similarly it is confirmed by Brahma, srishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti rika chayiva jasya bhuvanani vibharti durga. Jasya hi srishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti rika chayiva jasya bhuvanani vibharti durga. Ichchanu rupamapi jasya cha cheshtate sa durga jasya ichchanu rupamam cheshtate. Not independent. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead desire, see what? Govinda Madhi Purisantamamandriya. So, description of this, Krishna has proposed in the beginning of this chapter that asaṃsāyaṃ samagrahmāṃ yathā gyāśyasi tatṣa. Without any doubt, as you can understand me completely, I am described. Now here is the description. Krishna said that the material energy and the spiritual energy, both of them are different energies of Krishna. In the Vedas also it is stated, parasa shakti vividhaiva sriyate natasya karjam karanancha vidyate natasya sama adhikascha drishyate parasa shakti vividhaiva sriyate svabhaviki jnana bala kriyacha. The absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has nothing to do himself, because his energies are so complete that simply by his desire the energies work svabhavika, automatically. Just like the energy within a seed, you implant it, put it within the earth, put little water, and it fructifies. It becomes a big tree, banyan tree. The energy is so perfect. We can study by ordinary understanding. The banyan tree, one fruit, and there are thousands of seeds within one fruit. And each seed is containing another banyan. This is a fact you can experience. The how much energy is there, a small seed, but the energy is so complete that it can produce a big banyan tree. Not only a big banyan tree, many millions of fruits, big fruits, and each and every fruit there are millions of seeds. Just imagine parasa shakti, the energy of the Supreme, how perfect it is. And so perfect, svabhaviki jnana bala kriyacha. The energy is put there, electric energy or spiritual energy is there, and automatically it becomes perfectly done, wherever it is, as it is required. Svabhaviki jnana bala kriyacha. If we try to paint one picture of banyan tree, it will take so much energy of us, and then still it is simply painting, it is not perfect. But Krishna's energy is so perfect that within the seed everything is there, and in due course of time it fructifies and comes into nice perfect tree. This is called Krishna's energy. Both the spiritual energy and material energy, the source is Krishna. Therefore the conclusion should be that life does not come from matter. Matter comes from life, as it is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Vinna pakhiti me astadha. Krishna is life, and from him this material energies, earth, water, air, fire, ether, mind, intelligence and false ego has come. So the huge, gigantic material cosmic manifestation is caused by the Supreme Life, not that life has come from matter. So there are so many theories, but Krishna, the Supreme Light, the Supreme Being, is the source of everything. Therefore Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartati. This fact is known to the devotees. Vasudeva sarvam iti sa mahatma sugullava. Krishna is the source. Absolute truth is Krishna. In the Vedanta Sutra, the inquiry is athata brahma jignasa. What is that absolute truth? The supreme source of everything. That supreme source is Krishna. That is explained in the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, in the beginning, janamadasya jataha annayat itaratascha arthesu avigya sara. Avigya. Krishna is the supreme creator and he knows everything. Annaya vyatirekena, directly and indirectly. Both ways. He knows everything. He says also in Bhagavad Gita, Vedaham Samiti Tani. He knows everything. Krishna, when he was asked by Arjuna that you say that this philosophy of Bhagavad Gita was taught by you to the sun god, how can I believe it? The answer was that the thing is that both of us, we are present, but you have forgotten. I have not forgotten. That is the difference between Krishna and ordinary living. He is complete. We are not complete. We are incomplete, fragmental portion of Krishna. Therefore, we must be controlled by Krishna. If we do not agree to be controlled by Krishna, then we shall be controlled by the material energy, this bhumi, rapa, analova. Actually, we are spiritual energy. We should voluntarily agree to be controlled by Krishna. That is devotional service. That is devotional service. We are spiritual energy and Krishna is the Supreme Spirit. So if we agree to be controlled by Krishna, then we are promoted to the spiritual world. If we agree, Krishna does not interfere with your little independence. Yathechasi tathakuru. Krishna says to Arjuna, whatever you like, you can do. That independence we have got. So out of that independence, we have come to this material world to enjoy freely. So Krishna has given us freedom. You can enjoy freely. And we are trying to do that. But the result is that we are becoming entangled. We are given the freedom to work in this material world. Everyone is trying to become the master of the material world. Nobody is trying to become the servant. Only we, the Vaishnavas, we are trying to become servant. The Kormis and Gyanis, they do not like to become servant. They criticize us that you Vaishnavas, you have got slave mentality. Yes, we have got the slave. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught. Gopi Bhattu Padakamalayo Daso Daso Dasanu Daso. That is our position. What is the use of claiming artificially, I am master? If I had been master, then why the fan is required? I am servant of this influence of summer season. Similarly, I shall be servant in the winter season. Too much cold. So we are all a servant. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jive Swarupaya Nitya Krishna Dhar. Actually, our constitutional position is eternal servant of Krishna. Krishna is the supreme consciousness. This Krishna consciousness movement is meant for this purpose, that these foolish persons are rascals, murha. I am not manufacturing the word foolish and rascal. It is said by Krishna. Namang duskitunam murha. Prapadante Naradhama. He has spoken like that. You'll find. Duskitina, always acting sinfully. And Mura, and Askel, as Naradhama, lowest of the mankind. oh, you are, Krishna, you are speaking so much ill of this materialist scientist, there are so many philosophers, they are all Naradhama. Yes, they are Naradhama. But they are educated, yes, that is also, but what kind of education? Maya apurhita jnana. The result of their education, knowledge has been taken away by Maya. The more one is educated, the more one is atheist. At the present, of course, education does not mean. Education means to understand, jnani. Educated means wise man, educated man, jnani. The actual jnani means maṁ prabhadyate. Bhaunam janmanamanti jnanvan maṁ prabhadyate. That is education. The education does not mean to become atheist. There is no God, I am God, you are God, everyone is God. This is not education. This is ajnana. The Mayavadis, they think that they have become one with God. That is not education. That is, describing the Srimad Bhagavatam, Janneru Vindakha Vimukta Manim. They are thinking that they have become liberated. But actually, Avishuddha Buddhaya, their intelligence is not purified. Therefore, falsely claiming, if one is God, then how he has become God? This much common sense there is no. God is God, dog is dog. This Dvaitavada philosophy is perfect, acinta bhedava, simultaneously one and different. We have God. Because we have spiritual energy, therefore Krishna is Supreme Spirit, therefore we are one in quality, but Krishna is the Supreme, Ano Aniyang Mahato, His Mahato Mahiya, and we are Ano Aniya, we are smaller than the smallest. This relationship with Krishna is perfect. If we had been actually God, then why we are fallen? This is not possible. God is God. He is never, God's name is Achyuta. He never falls down. But living entities, they are Achyuta. They fall down from the spiritual platform to the material platform. Although we are fallen in the material platform, but because we are spiritual energy, therefore Krishna is describing this living entity as para-prakriti. It is prakriti. Prakriti means to be controlled by the Purusha. This is to be understood. Prakriti is never controlled. The Purusha is controlled. Therefore Krishna said, aparayam itastu vidhime prakritim para. Jiva bhutang mahavayo jayadam dhajate jaga. It is paraprakriti, superior energy, because it is trying to control over the material energy. Every one of us, we are trying to control over the material energy. The big stone, big hill, that is material energy, but the spiritual energy, a human being, is breaking the hill by dynamite. Therefore it is superior energy. It is also energy, but superior energy, because it can control even the biggest mountain. Nowadays, by scientific advancement, they are making so many tunnels within the big, big mountain. Big, big ocean, they're making tunnels, they're drilling oil, controlling. They're for superior energy. But that doesn't mean they have become God. That is mistake. God is different. God is Krishna, the supreme controller. He is controller of the material energy and the superior energy. This should be the conclusion. Jiva Hutam Mahabhava Jayidam Bhajati. Because that will be explained in the next verse, because the superior energy is controlling the material energy, or trying to, not controlling, but trying to control. That is called struggle for existence. Actually, we cannot control the material energy, but we are trying. That endeavor to try to control over this material energy is called struggle for existence. Actually, we shall not be controlled. We shall not be able to control. That is explained. Therefore, in the material world, we are trying to solve one problem, but we are getting new problem. In the Western countries, we see it very easily. Man manufactured the horseless carriage, motor car, to go very swiftly, but now this problem is where to park and how to drive the motor car. In America, you have seen, they are increasing different paths, one after another, one upon another. Still, the problem is not solved. Still, somewhere you'll find bottleneck, so many accidents. So, we cannot actually solve the material problem. That is not possible. Material energy is so strong. Shishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti reka. You cannot control. Because real controller is Krishna. We are simply trying to control over the material energy, that will never be successful. This is knowledge. Krishna says, therefore, devijji sagunamai mamo maya dhirataya. Mamo maya dhirataya. It is very difficult. But without Krishna consciousness, forgetting Krishna, we are trying to control over the material energy. That is explained by a Vaishnava poet, very simple language. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavan chakore pasete mayatare japotiya dhore. As soon as we forget Krishna, the supreme controller, and we want to control over the material energy, bhogavan chakore. Bhoga means control. I shall control this market. I shall be the head of the market. Everyone is trying that. So Krishna bhuliya. He does not know the real controller is Krishna. So Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavancha kare. This bhogavancha, on account of this bhogavancha, he becomes subjected to the condition offered by this material nature. Therefore it is said, Devijji sagunamai mumma maya dhirataya mame vaja prapadyante mayame tantaran. So in the Bhagavad Gita, everything is explained. Either you study in comparing with the modern scientific and philosophical way, or as you accept it, as it is, the conclusion is the same. Krishna is the supreme controller. That will be explained later verses. Therefore, if you are sensible, if you are actually wise, if you are actually advanced in knowledge, then we should surrender to Krishna. This is the conclusion. We have to surrender. Therefore, Krishna says, Bhavanam janvanam amante. You have to control. You cannot be independent. The more you become independent, you become more and more entangled. Jagyartha karma, karmani annatra karma bandhana. If you don't act for jagga, jagga purush Krishna, then you will be entangled. The best thing is, if we become wise, wise means Krishna says that this is your position. You have to surrender unto me. You did not surrender unto me, therefore you are suffering so much in this material world. Today is Krishna's birthday. He descends to give us instruction. Paritrana sadhuna vinashaya chudhishkita. Krishna advanced himself. Yada jadahi dharmasya glani bhavati bharata. This is dharmasya glani. What is that? When we forget Krishna and try to become the master of the world. This is dharmasya glani. When you want to become master of Krishna, that is dharmasya glani. So, Krishna advanced himself. This is today, is auspicious day of Krishna's adventing to kill Kamsa and to release Vasudeva. This is Krishna. Yadajada dharmasya, paritrana sadhana. Vasudeva, his father, was arrested, put into the prison house to release him from the prison house and to kill the Kamsa, Duskritina, Rakshas. The Rakshasi philosophy is how to kill Krishna, how to become godless. Kamsa was planning to kill Krishna. That is, Kamsa or the demons, that is planned. But Krishna comes to kill the demons and protect the devotee. Paritrana sadhunam vinashaya chudhishkitam. But he is kind to both the demons and the devotees. By anyone who is killed by Krishna, he also gets liberation. And what to speak of the devotee? On this Advent day of Krishna, we shall seek protection at the lotus feet of Krishna. Then we shall be able to cross over this illusory energy, ocean of illusory energy. Samasita ji padapallavam plavam mahatpadam punna jasu murare bhavambudhi vasya padam parang padam 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 jad vipadang na tesham. So, Krishna is adventing today. There is stotra by the demigods. We should read how Krishna protects the demigods or the devotees. We should seek protection of Krishna. This world is so dangerous. It is said, padang padang jada vipada. Every state there is danger. But if we take shelter, samasita je padapallavam plavam, mahatpadam punna jaso murare. If we take shelter at the lotus feet of Murari, under whose lotus feet the whole mahatattva, cosmic manifestation is resting, then this big ocean of birth and death, we can cross very easily. Vatsapadam. Vatsapadam means the impression by the hook of a cup and the water contained in it. The whole ocean becomes like a spot, a small spot, created by the impression of the hook. That is called vatsapadam. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is for this purpose. We are requesting and training the bewildered living entities who has forgotten Krishna to revive Krishna consciousness so that he may be saved from the onslaught of material nature. This is Krishna consciousness movement. It is the greatest humanitarian welfare activities to the human society. Take it very seriously and be happy. Thank you very much.